This is 89.1 WEMU, and I'm David Fair. We continue our post-primary election day coverage. One of the Democratic primary races for county office that was held yesterday was Clerk Register of Deeds. Lawrence Kestenbaum has served in that capacity since 2005 after winning the position in the November 2004 election. Now he's taken another step forward to serve another term. Mr. Kestenbaum, thank you so much for the time.
I'm glad to be here.
You're going to face Republican Gary Griner in the November general election. Now, I know you take nothing for granted, but what's your case for another term?
My case for another term, I think I've accomplished a lot in the time that I've been clerk register, and I'm looking forward to doing more.
In your 15 years of serving as clerk and register of deeds, what are you most proud of?
Well, I think the one thing that I did that certainly got the most attention and positive feedback was in March of 2014 when I opened the office on a Saturday to issue marriage licenses for same-sex couples during what turned out to be a 24-hour period when same-sex marriage first became legal in Michigan. And I was one of four county clerks in the state to do that, and that was a great day.
Now, it most certainly was. Here we are 5 years later, and we are dealing with something entirely different, and that is COVID-19. It's turned life upside down in so many different ways. It essentially shut down our lives, and it isn't over yet. What have you learned about adaptability for your office through this pandemic?
Well, we've basically managed to transition to a predominantly absentee ballot kind of election, and for those who vote in person, I think that between the state's assistance and the county assisting localities, that we were able to provide a safe environment for people to vote in. And like I said, the overwhelming majority, about three quarters of the vote in the primary, were absentee ballots. That was really unprecedented, in an election of this size to have that many that much of the vote be absentee. And notwithstanding, predictions that we would be counting ballots for days, we had all but two precincts counted by 1:10 a.m. And all of the absentees were included already by 1:10 a.m. And so the last two were stragglers, and it took a little bit longer. But in Washtenaw County, we had no long delay in getting the results out.
Beyond the election part of it, and as perhaps your function of Register of Deeds, there are day-to-day interactions that have to take place through your office. Have we found potential long-term efficiencies through having to work so remotely?
Well, I think that people are now accustomed to meeting, having online meetings via Zoom and so forth, and I think that is going to continue once. You can imagine when everyone has the vaccine and things return to normal. I think that online meetings will continue because it doesn't require people to travel to a certain location and particularly for meetings of people who are geographically spread out. It has worked really better than we would have imagined, and that was I think that's. Things will have permanently changed as a result of this crisis, I think.
Well, thank you for the time today, and congratulations on the win. And as we head towards the November general election, we'll talk again.
All right. Thank you.
That is Washtenaw County Clerk and Register of Deeds Lawrence Kestenbaum, who won his Democratic primary race on Tuesday. I'm David Fair, and this is WEMU.